Purdue's July Ag Economy Barometer jumped 13 points to 126 as a midsummer bounce in corn and soybean prices lifted farmer confidence, but the same survey found 17% of producers now rank farm transition as their second biggest long-term worry, trailing only commodity prices. Dr. Michael Langemeyer of Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture says passing down today's capital-heavy operations is tough because larger farms often span multiple generations and operators, all wrestling with big land values, equipment costs, and equity splits. He warns that families tend to procrastinate because daily chores eat up all their time, and he urges them to set a clear timeline for when the older generation will scale back, plus arrangements so off-farm heirs rent their ground back to the family instead of shrinking the operation. Langemeyer's bottom line is to divide up management duties now, name a point person for finances and marketing with a backup plan, and think hard about what skills younger members should study in college to fill the gaps the farm will face. Farmer sentiment across the country saw a welcome rebound in July, snapping a three-month slide as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer climbed 13 points to a reading of 126. Supported by a midsummer bump in corn and soybean prices, producers reported feeling somewhat more confident about current financial conditions and major investment decisions. Yet, when looking past immediate market fluctuations toward the horizon, day-to-day survival isn't the only thing keeping producers awake at night. According to the July survey, 17% of surveyed farmers identified farm transition as the single biggest challenge to the long-term success of their operation over the next 5 to 10 years, making it the second leading long-term hurdle behind commodity prices. Dr. Michael Langemeyer, director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, notes that generational transfer is naturally top of mind as modern farming operations continue to consolidate and older generations weigh stepping away. A lot of larger farms are multiple generation. Langemeyer explains, they could be several members of two different generations, and so they are multiple operators, multiple generations. And that can be a very challenging process even in the best of times. Langemeyer points out that as older operators think about leaving the operation and turning management over to younger family members, the complex mechanics of succession come front and center. Passing a modern, capital-intensive farm down to the next generation involves navigating massive land values, equipment investments, and equity distributions. While federal estate tax exemptions currently offer a cushion for many operations, family friction often arises when addressing non-farming heirs or figuring out how off-farm family members own land assets. If you do have some off-farm heirs that own some of the assets land, it's really important to think about developing some kind of arrangement so that they rent the ground to the family, Langemeyer says. He adds that keeping own family land under the operating unit's control prevents the business from shrinking as it expands to accommodate new operators. Transition planning requires uncomfortable conversations about management control, retirement income for retiring parents, and the incoming generation's readiness. Langemeyer warns that many families fall into the trap of procrastination under pressure because day-to-day farm management takes up all their bandwidth. Transition planning requires hard conversations about management control, retirement income, and incoming generation readiness, Langemeyer notes. Timing is everything. One of the things that we talk about when we meet with families is developing a timeline. When is the older generation expecting to reduce their effort in the business? Establishing a clear timeline helps determine whether older operators will phase out gradually or step back abruptly, while also mapping out how incoming family members will progressively take on core responsibilities. With marketing, financial risk, and strategic planning surfacing as crucial educational needs in the July data, Langemeyer emphasizes that multi-generation operations must proactively assign clear responsibilities to avoid overlapping anxiety or skill gaps. One of the things I would talk to them about is management responsibilities of all the operators, Langemeyer advises. Is there someone in the operation that really understands the finances? And is that person working with someone else on a plan B? The same with a marketing plan. I would start with just dividing up management responsibilities and making sure there's a point person for each of these major tasks. Ultimately, Langemeyer encourages farm families to look closely at educational resources and early skill development, such as what younger members study in college, to ensure the operation is equipped to handle future complexities. When you're bringing someone back into the farm, you need to really think about what skills are we missing today, and can that new person bring those skills to the operation? Langemeyer concludes,